We continue to pray for the sinful city's prayer focus. Today's point and topic is excesses and vices, specifically marijuana, opioids, and drug overdose. So the next three categories WalletHub used to identify how a city ranked in their excesses and vices with that. So how many drug overdose deaths, how many people had marijuana disorders, and how many retail opioid prescriptions were dispensed. Sadly, in San Bernardino County, we have six cities that allow retail of cannabis, 18 prohibit retail, 4 allow distribution, 20 prohibit it, 5 allow manufacturing, cultivating, and testing, and 19 cities prohibit all types. The 3 cities that allow for all aspects of distribution, manufacturing, and cultivating are Adelanto, Barstow, and Needles. Colton allows manufacturing and testing only. San Bernardino City allows retail and limits distribution, manufacturing, cultivating, and testing. Hesperia only retail for medical use only. Fontana for storefront and delivery. 7% of the California population have a marijuana use disorder. 17.1% have a substance abuse disorder. The latest statistics is California had over 9,000 drug overdose deaths. 61% were from opioid. So, Father, we lift up our county and pray for a continued decrease in the deaths and prescriptions, and for those San Bernardino County cities who allow cannabis distribution to consider the effects cannabis has in their community and county. Does it, with data, prove or not that crime increases, health decreases, more lawlessness, more accidents based on this? We pray for laws to be able to check people if they've been under the influence of other than alcohol, marijuana, opioids, or any other form that could cause their driving to be impaired. We pray for specific tools that they would be allowed to use to test that and the laws to support it. We pray for more education on the risks and the harms of cannabis, that drug enforcement agencies would be able to crack down, especially on illegal distribution of drugs, specifically fentanyl and all the newer drugs that have come in from across the border. We pray people will voice their opinions against drugs at City Hall meetings, a boldness and courage to believers to speak up, more informed with data to prove the problems on opioid addictions and risks, awakening people to the truth, and setting them free from the addictions. And we know it would take a major power of God to help them, but they could be transformed as they turn to Jesus, the same Jesus that was raised from the dead. That same power living in them can help them recover and be transformed by the gospel. In Jesus' name.